so good.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a brand new year coming around the corner. It's been a great year. We've had a lot of success this year. The people stood behind us. We've been able to preach the gospel. I don't know how many souls have been saved, but we're not going to keep count of people who get saved. We're just thankful that we can preach the gospel to you. So it's been a good year. I thank you for the support you've given me, and I hope you stand with me next year. And this is the last program of this year, so we'll be starting a brand new year this coming Sunday. So you pray for me, and I'll pray for you, and we'll just keep moving on for the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? Let's get into our service right now.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen, an ending day where night will never be, a city where the storm clouds cannot gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne? What heaven means to me. And when at last we see the face of Jesus before whose image other lives all flee, and when they crown him Lord of all, I'll be there. For this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we crystal sea, to greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. What heaven needs to be.
Well, I thought it'd be good we start off with Let Martha Do That Song. Martha has seen him, and she's rejoicing with him right now. So it's been a good year, even though we've faced a lot of difficult times. You've faced a lot of sickness, a lot of heartaches in this year. But we made it through them. I've always said it, we never come through a problem but what it's not solved. And I thank God for that. And I'm thankful for you. I appreciate Bobby and Alicia Coulter. They stood by me, and James and Louise and Betty Jo and Ernie. And, well, I can mention a lot of names, Denise Brown. And good to hear from Doris Neely the other day. And what would we do without our servers? We got Daryl and Dana Olson, our web servers, and they're using our ministry to go clear around the world. And he got a letter from him the other day, and he told me about the countries that we are ministering to each program that we have. And I think that's a great honor to be able to do that. And I thank you, Daryl. I thank you, Dana. I thank all of you for everything you've done but to help this preacher boy get through this year. And I hope that we can have a better year the coming year. Well, I'm tired, I'm so weary, but I must go along till the Lord come and take me away, oh yes, where the beast from the wild, it will be led by a little child, and I'll be changed. Lord, change from this creature that I am. Oh, yes. There will be peace, peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace, Lord, in the valley for me. Oh, yes, I pray. There'll be no more sadness, no sorrow, oh my Lord, and no trouble. I'm gonna see nothing but peace, peace in the valley for me. Oh yeah, for the beast from the wild will be led by a little child, and the lion he shall lay down by the lamb, oh yes, and the beast from the wild will be led by a little child, and I'll be changed, Lord, change of this creature that I am. Oh, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There's gonna be peace, Lord, in the valley for me. Oh yes, I pray. There'll be no more sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I'll see nothing but peace, peace in the valley for me.
Yes, sir, we'll have peace in the valley. This could be the very year that Jesus would come. Hey, the signs of time are pointing in that direction. Have you said, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly? Well, I believe that the signs of his coming is close, and this could be the very year that he comes. And we want to be ready. That's the only thing that Christ told us, said, be ready, for you know not the hour the Son of Man will come. And he could come in a moment, the trump of God would sound, and the dead in Christ would rise, and we which are alive and remain would be called up to meet him in the air. So let's thank God for that. Looking forward to that great day.
I got up late one morning, had to run to catch my bus. My, how my legs did hurt from all that running, and how I did sit there and complain. But then I looked up, and from my seat I saw a young girl coming down the aisle. She was walking on one leg in a walker. And as she passed by, she gave me one of the biggest smiles. And I thought, I have two good legs and the world is mine. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. Later, as I was walking down the street, I saw a small boy with eyes of blue. As he stood and watched, he seemed he didn't know what to do. And I said, why don't you join the others, son? He looked straight ahead, spoke not a word. And then I seen that he could not hear. And I said, oh God, I have two good ears and the world is mine. Please forgive me when I whine. On down the street I stopped to buy some sweets. And the lad that sold them to me had such charm. I just had to talk with him for a while. It would not hurt if I was late, so I just sat and chatted for a while. And as I left, he said to me, thank you, sir, you've been so kind. It's nice to talk to folks like you, for you see I'm blind. I said, Lord, I have two good eyes, and the world is mine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine.
Yes, so sometimes we complain, but God's been good to us. I said a while ago, regardless of every circumstances, He gets us through them all. He's the lily of the valley, the bright, the morning star, and the salvation of our soul. And I'm so glad to report that to you. I thank God that God gave me this something to believe in, and I've been preaching here on this radio broadcast since '85. And I hope that we can continue next year and bring the gospel in your home. We're going to do one more song, and then we'll go to the message.
Here the road has been rough, but someday I will walk on streets of pure gold. The closer I get, the more I want to talk about the streets of pure gold. Won't it be sweet just to walk down the street to the path that has never
Timothy. Paul is speaking to the young man, which he called many times son, And he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. You know, a lot of folks have got the wrong concept about the preacher. A lot of folks think the preacher, all he's called for is to marry, to bury, and to visit. But they don't realize that when you are called to preach the gospel, that is the highest calling that you can receive. You notice here that Paul is saying, it's not I that called you. He said, I charge thee therefore before God. I'm going to have to give an account to God. Every word, every deed, every message that I do, I'm going to have to give an account for it. The Bible said if we see the wicked sin and fail to tell them, then their blood will be required at our hand. You see, the Bible teaches that the prophet was not liked in his day because he was called of God. He was called of God, given a message of God, and it was a message that was to warn the people. So the preacher today, you take him too lightly. Maybe you look at him as just a man. He is just a man, but always remember, he is called by the divine providence of God. God has laid his hand upon him and give him a message that he might go forth and tell the people. But notice that the Bible said the message must be that he will judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. As it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. We are more unconcerned today than we ever have been in the history of mankind. One of the biggest downfalls of the preacher is preaching the gospel today to ears that seem to be stopped. People today do not want to hear the gospel. I've made the statement so many times, it's dead preachers preaching dead sermons to dead congregations. And then we think about the burnout people. People are burnt out. They've heard the gospel. They've heard it preached and preached, but the Bible said, since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were. And today, the preacher is called to preach the word of God. Preach the word, Paul said, be instant in season and out of season. And today, there is nothing any greater than the word of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces and cuts coming and going. It takes us away from our sins and brings us close to God. The word of God is more powerful than anything that I've ever spoke in my vocabulary, is to speak the word of God, because God speaks through man. He speaks to the heart of man. He speaks to the soul of man, and tells him to preach the word of God, the good news of the kingdom. Every choir should be singing it. Every preacher should be preaching it. Every church should be programmed to preach the cross of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I mean to know nothing among you except Jesus and him crucified. That is the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said to reprove and to rebuke with all longsuffering, and to exhort in the word of God. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And that day is here today. Men want to live for God. They want to go to heaven, but they want to live their way. They want to be very religious, but they don't want to be converted. Oh, they belong to God through religion, but they don't belong to God through salvation. You see, you can belong to the church, but never belong to God. You can have a member of a church and never be a member of the family of God. And that day is upon us today. Men no longer want to hear the sound gospel of Jesus. Jesus Christ. I've had so many people to say to me, boy, you were really wound up this Sunday. And one lady particularly said, do you have to spit it out so fast and so loud? Friends, listen, we've got to do it the way that God calls us. God called us to rebuke and reprove and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. The Bible is the doctrine, the doctor of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord. That is the entire message of the Bible, telling about Jesus coming, Jesus dying, and Jesus resurrecting. And Jesus said, because I live, you shall live also. So today, men do not want to live under the sound doctrines of the cross. I love the gospel. I love the doctrines of Christ. The doctrines of Christ will not hurt you. They will help you. The commandments of God, they are to help you. They're not grievous upon us. God does not put them upon us as a yoke. God puts them upon us that we may learn of Him, that we may walk in His statutes and keep His commandment. But after that, they will walk after their own lust, and they shall heap to themselves teachers. And today, men are lusting for many different things. They're lusting for power. They're lusting for greed and money and many different things. But today, our hearts should be fashioned and focused upon God. They shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And today, it's just like that. We don't want you to preach the gospel. We just want you to bury and to marry and to baptize. Other than that, we'll live our own life. They do not want to hear the sound gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Be careful, very careful today, because Paul, time and time again, he says that we must endure as good soldiers. And today it's hard in this day and time to stand for Christ. There is so many things going on, and there's so much that's happening, and it takes our mind and our heart away from the thing that God is really calling us to. But God is calling us to a life of dedication. God is calling us to a heart that needs to be sound and a soul that needs to be fashioned after the cross of Jesus Christ. So Paul says to Timothy, I charge thee therefore before God. We're going to stand before God one day, and we'll have to give an account of every deed done in this body. Everything, every word that we've said, every word that we've spoken, it is written in heaven. And the Bible said the book shall be open. And brother, our name must be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You remember the old song I used to sing several years back, please search the book again. I went to church on Sunday, but I never knelt to pray. Sir, the Bible said every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. I'd rather confess Christ now than to stand in the judgment without a case to be defended by the cross of Calvary. You see, Jesus stands there for me. My sins have been forgiven. He has paid the price that I could not pay. He gave His life that I could have life and have it more abundantly. I want to preach the gospel in this coming year. I want to preach it in season, out of season. I don't want to wet it down or wash it down. I want to preach it like it is, with reproof and exhorting to you and reproving you and telling you, don't turn your ear away from the gospel, because it is more powerful than any two-edged sword. Because the Bible said it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the Lord. Stars in the sky. no feeling like this. If that isn't love, death he remembered, the thief hanging by his side. He spoke with love and compassion, then he took him to paradise. If that is stars in the sky, and the eagle can't fly. If that is love, then heaven's a no feeling like this. If that isn't love.
I didn't realize just how much God loved you. He loved you so much he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. He loved you. And because of that love, he has forgiven you of all of your sins. All you got to do is confess it. I remember when I was converted, the only scripture I could think of was, if I would confess my sin, he was faithful and just to forgive me my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And I stand firm on that. Oh, I may have different opinions on things, and we might not even agree on a lot of doctrine and all that. But if I stand firm on that, I believe that'll save me. Father, I pray for my unseen audience. I pray for the sick, the afflicted. I pray for that one who is unsaved. God, right now, and they're pleading the blood. And all it takes is one yes. Yes, Lord, I will serve you. I know that you died for me, and because of your death, I can live again. And you can be saved like that neighbor. Well, this has been a good year. We've been blessed this year. I still yet owe a few more dollars on the broadcast, so you can still make your commitment this year for the coming year, and we'll be right back next year with a brand new year of preaching. So I want you to stand with me. Stand with me firm, and together we stand, but divided we will fall. Well, let's get out of here. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
The world seems cold, and your friends seem few. There is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
He'll come down from the sky, brush your tears from your eyes. Hear his child, and he cares for you.